How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. Authors Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. The real-life dramas that children engage us in every day don't give us time for rehearsal or careful thought. However, with these new guidelines, though we may do and say things we regret, we have a very clear direction to which we can heed and from which we can learn. There are basic principles we can depend upon. We know that we can't go too far wrong if we take time to listen to our children's feelings, or talk about our own feelings, or work in terms of future solutions rather than past blame. Skill number one, helping children deal with their feelings. When upset or hurting, our children can help themselves if they have a listening ear and an empathetic response. But the language of empathy does not come naturally to us. To become fluent in this new language of acceptance, we have to learn and practice its methods. The following are ways to help children deal with their feelings. 1. Instead of half listening, listen with full attention. It's much easier to tell your troubles to a parent who is really listening, who doesn't even have to say anything. Only a sympathetic silence is all a child needs. 2. Instead of questions and advice, acknowledge with a word, "Oh, I see." Words like these, coupled with a caring attitude, are invitations to children to explore their own feelings and come up with their own solutions. 3. Instead of denying the feeling, give the feeling a name. The child who hears the words for what he is experiencing is deeply comforted. Someone has acknowledged his inner experience. 4. Instead of explanation and logic, give a child his wishes in fantasy. Just having someone understands how much you want something makes reality easier to bear. For example, "I wish I could make the banana ripe for you right now." Skill number 2, engage in cooperation. One of the built-in frustrations of parenthood is the daily struggle to get our children to behave in ways that are acceptable to us and to society. Here are 5 skills that will help you create a climate of respect in which the spirit of cooperation can begin to grow. 1. Describe. When we describe the problem, it gives children a chance to tell themselves what to do. For instance, "The light's on in the bathroom." 2. Give information. When children are given information, they can usually figure out for themselves what needs to be done. For example, "Kids, milk turns sour when it isn't refrigerated." 3. Say it with a word. Children dislike hearing long explanations. For them, the shorter the reminder, the better. Instead of, "You're walking out of the door without your lunch again," say it with a word. "Jamie, your lunch." 4. Talk about your feelings. By describing what we feel, we can be genuine without being hurtful. When parents are being helpful, they talk about their feelings only. Instead of, "You're rude," talk about your feelings. "I feel so frustrated when I start to say something and can't finish it." It's possible to cooperate with someone who is expressing anger, as long as you're not being attacked. 5. Write a note. Sometimes, nothing we say is as effective as the written word. A mother once taped a note to the family TV set. "Before you turn this on, think, have I done my homework?" Skill number 3, alternatives to punishment. The problem with punishment is that it doesn't work. Instead of the child feeling sorry for what he has done and thinking about how he can make amends, he becomes preoccupied with revenge fantasies. By punishing a child, we actually deprive him of the very important inner process of facing his own misbehavior. So if punishment doesn't work because it's a distraction, what are the alternatives? 1. Point out a way to be helpful. It would be helpful if you picked out 3 lemons for us. 2. Express strong disapproval without attacking character. "I don't like what's going on. It's disturbing the shoppers when children run in the aisles." 3. State your expectations. "I expect you to stick to my side while we're in the supermarket." 4. Give a choice. Billy, no running. Here are your choices. You can walk or you can sit in the cart. You decide. 5. Allow the child to experience the consequences of their behaviour. Skill number 4. Encouraging autonomy. One of our important goals as parents is to help our children become independent individuals who will one day be able to function on their own without us. The opportunities to encourage our children's autonomy present themselves every day. 1. Let children make choices. If you can offer a choice about when or how to do something, the child may have less resentment. You can ask, "Are you in the mood for your grey pants today or your red pants?" 2. Show respect for a child's struggle. When a child's struggle is respected, he gathers courage to see a job through by himself. 3. Don't ask too many questions. Too many questions can be experienced as an invasion of one's private life. Children will talk about what they want to talk about when they want to talk about it. 4. Don't rush to answer questions. When children ask questions, they deserve the chance to explore the answer for themselves first. It's better to say, "That's an interesting question. What do you think?" 5. Encourage children to use sources outside the home. We want our children to know that they're not completely dependent upon us. The world outside the home, the dentist, the school, an older child, can all be called upon to help. For instance, let's check with the dentist and see what he thinks about chewing gum. 6. Don't take away hope. Instead of preparing children for disappointment, let them explore an experience. By trying to protect children from disappointment, we protect them from hoping, striving, dreaming, and sometimes from achieving their dreams. Skill number 5, praise. How can we help our children build a positive and realistic self-image? Surely praising them would seem to be another part of the answer, but praise can be a tricky business. Sometimes the most well-meant praise brings about unexpected reactions. Instead of evaluating, describe. 1. Describe what you see or feel. See. I see a clean floor, a smooth bed, and books neatly lined up on the shelf. Feel. It's a pleasure to walk into this room. 2. Sum up the child's praiseworthy behaviour with a word. You sorted out your pencils and pens and put them in separate boxes. That's great organisation. Skill number 6. Freeing children from playing roles. To free children from playing roles, you have to 1. Look for opportunities to show the child a new picture of himself or herself. You've had that toy since you were 3. It almost looks like new. 2. Put children in situations where they can see themselves differently. Sarah, would you take the screwdriver and tighten the pulls on these drawers? 3. Let children overhear you say something positive about them. He held his arm steady even though the shot hurt. 4. Model the behaviour you'd like to see. It's hard to lose, but I'll try to be a sport about it. Congratulations. 5. Be a storehouse for your child's special moments. I remember the time you... 6. When your child acts according to the old label, state your feelings and expectations. I don't like that. Despite your strong feelings, I expect sportsmanship from you. Let's give ourselves 1,000 chances and 2 more. The process of living or working with children is demanding and exhausting. It requires heart, intelligence and stamina. When we don't live up to our own expectations, and we won't always, let's be as kind to ourselves as we are to our youngsters. If our children deserve 1,000 chances and then 1 more, let's give ourselves 1,000 chances and then 2 more.